continues on the news and talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO.
8:48 for your Thursday morning here at KSRO. You know, every fairy tale begins with once upon a time and ends with, and they lived happily ever after. It is, of course, true. Everyone's favorite fairy tale characters really do live happily ever after right here in Sonoma County through a new company called Amazing Fairy Tale Parties. And the locally owned company was created by award-winning actress Stephanie St. James, who joins us this morning with Dorothy, who is also here to tell us more about Amazing Fairy Tale Parties and a special upcoming event. Ladies, good morning. Welcome to KSRO.
Good morning. Thank
nice
you
to
for
see you.
Us.
Stephanie, nice to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
I believe this is the first time Dorothy has dropped in on us. Kelsey Meal is with us as well. Nice of you to stop by. Thanks for your time. What have you been doing since we saw you last, Stephanie?
Well, after you saw me here in Sonoma County at Rent at 6th Street Playhouse, I went to Miami and opened up my own acting studio, which I was artistically directing, called the St. James Acting Studio. And then I decided to head on back to Sonoma County and offer our local performers some performance opportunities and offer Sonoma County a high-quality standard of entertainment for all the local events, private parties, children's birthday parties, and we launched Amazing Fairy Tale Parties.
So how does it work? You have a party and these are the entertainers who come?
Absolutely. So we have fairy tale storybook characters as well as characters from movies, and they are for children's parties, corporate events, private parties, such as we have our Dorothy here. And moms and dads can give us a call. And if you're planning a party for your child's birthday, we will offer you a singing princess or superhero or character of your choice, and they will come and entertain the kids.
You know, that sounds like so much fun. Kelsey, is it fun for you to be
Yes.
Dorothy? What an iconic figure.
Yes, I love playing Dorothy.
And what do? You sing? What else do you do?
I sing. I do a lot of theater on the area. Right now, I'm in Smokey Joe's Cafe at the 6th Street Playhouse.
Oh, cool. Excellent. That's a great show.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long have you been in the showbiz world?
Since I was a child. I mean, all the time. I love performing. So.
Tell us more about that. What is it about performing you like so much?
I love the audience and just being in front of a live audience and getting that applause and just doing what I can do.
Yeah. Is it different doing these party context as opposed to something up there on stage?
Yeah, because I get to, like, interact with them instead of just, there's no wall. We get to talk to the kids, and it's more laid back, but fun.
Definitely, yeah, closer to the audience physically, too, I would think.
Right. And are there any characters that you can't do, or do you have any worries about licensing or anything like that? Or
Well, we definitely, you know, there is issues with licensing, so we call our characters Sleepy Princess, Beauty Princess, Snow Princess.
Gotcha.
So, you know, moms and dads know that those characters are available, but we do have to call them by different names. So
Dorothea is with us.
It's actually
Dorothea.
Yeah, we call her our Oz Girl.
Oz Girl, yeah. That's good.
We have a chance to hear from the Oz Girl this morning. Kelsey Meal is going to grace us with a song. You brought a little something for us today?
Yes, I brought Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Let's hear it.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Isn't
what a great idea.
That's great.
You know, Stephanie, this sounds like such a fun way to have a party, especially for kids, because it would be like a dream come true for a little kid.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you imagine having your favorite fairy tale princess show up at your door and surprise you and sing to you and, you know, face painting, read you a fairy tale story, play games, even teach you how to be a princess.
How can folks find out about this?
Well, everyone can drop by our website, which is amazingfairytaleparties.com. and there they can make sure to follow us on all our social networks. We are on Facebook and Twitter. We actually do have Princess Television on YouTube, so if you subscribe to our YouTube, every week we'll be having Princess Television, where episodes will come out of all our different characters,
and oh my gosh,
sing to you, and our website is really awesome because it's actually interactive, so when you come, you will see a video each week of a different character or princess or superhero that will be singing, and you can see exactly what you're going to get.
Oh, that's so cool.
Big event coming up here shortly. The Oz movie is mm-hmm. about to open. What's the story on that?
So the Oz movie is actually about the wizard and how he ends up in the land of Oz. Mm-hmm. We always get to hear about Dorothy, and then with, of course, the musical Wicked, we got the backstories on the witches, but now we're going to actually hear the backstory on the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is, since the movie is coming out on March 8th, on that matinee, March 9th, we are offering tickets to a lucky winner,
mm-hmm.
and our Dorothys are going to be at the Roxy Stadium downtown and at the airport location at the matinee, signing autographs, taking pictures with the kids, and I'm actually going to have a few surprise princesses and characters there with our Oz girl as well. So the kids can come down, see the movie, meet all the characters in person.
Excellent. And we have a chance to offer 4 tickets to that. So we better do that right now. Dorothy, if you will, or Oz girl, if you will. pick a number 1 to 12.
Let's do 9.
Let's call it caller number 9 at 636-1350. We'll get you 4 tickets to the Oz movie, which has a premiere coming up on March 9th. Stephanie St. James, Kelsey Meehl, nice to see you both.
Nice to see you too.
Good luck with the new endeavor here. It sounds terrific.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. That is your center stage for today.